Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Poplar Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. For the new listeners, he is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. So I pray that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along as we get ready to hear another word from Pastor Norman King, again from Greensboro, North Carolina, on tonight. We're getting ready to go to God's throne of grace and mercy once again in prayer. I'm asking all the listeners that have dialed in by way of phone, if you're listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those of you that may be incarcerated behind prison bars all over America, if you are tuned in on tonight, I'm asking you all to please lift up the following people in your prayers as we get ready to pray on tonight. We want to continue to lift up the families of Sister Mary Abraham, who made a heavenly transition on last week. Her homegrown service will be coming up very shortly, but I will keep you all posted on that. Also, Brother Turner Hughes, both of these were former members of the St. James Baptist Church Choir, adult choir. So they both have made their heavenly transitions. I think Brother Turner Hughes made his transition on yesterday. But we want to keep these families lifted up in prayer. The Rambis family that was related to Sister Mary Abraham, Minister Sharon Rambis and his mother Rosie Rambis, and that entire family, all those that are connected to Sister Mary Abraham and also Brother Turner Hughes, we want to continue to lift those families up in prayer. And any other families members or any other families that you know of or may not even know of that have lost loved ones, we want to continue to lift up the family of the little two-year-old that was found murdered. We want to continue to lift that family up in your prayers as well. And all those that are sick and afflicted, I just got news, a report on yesterday from my cousin Ken Hogue, his father, Uncle Jeff Hogue down in Alabama, is suffering with lung cancer. And the doctor just gave him 2 months to live. But we know that even in this situation, that God is still a miracle worker. He can still turn even that situation around. Even we want to continue to keep lifting up my cousin Mary Ann King, who is still in the hospital in Greensboro, North Carolina. Also at Essie Pitt in North Carolina. And anyone else that you may know of or may not even know of that's sick and afflicted, we want to continue to lift up Minister E. Jane Ellis, who had surgery. She's the sister of our pastor and shepherd, Mark C. Holloway, the pastor of the Peace of Good World Baptist Church. So we want to keep Sister Minister E. Jane Ellis in your prayers as well. Again, she had surgery. So we want to continue to lift her up in prayer. Again, we want to continue to lift up Mary Ann King, who is still in the hospital down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Keep her in your prayers. Uncle Jeff Hogue in Alabama, and my cousin Ken Hogue, his son, up in New Jersey, who had shoulder surgery on yesterday, but thank God that came out well, too. But we know that God is everywhere at the same time, so we don't have to send him anywhere. He's already there. So pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, are coming together once again on one accord, realizing that you are God all by yourself, and that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. You said that your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, on tonight, that we come to him through him, asking on tonight, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, that was myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word, even though we are faithful doers of your word. Again, your word lets us know that we all do sin. And so that's why we're coming to you all tonight, once again, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And then continue to comfort and strengthen those that have bereaved on tonight. We are so grateful, Heavenly Father, that you sit high and look low, and there's nothing that's hidden from you, because we know that you know about every situation. So we ask that you just move by your spirit, that your will be done in every situation, that you get the glory, even on tonight, through your word, as you go forth to your man of God, Pastor Norman King. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight, that we will be faithful doers of your word even more after hearing this word on tonight. And it's our prayer on tonight that should there be any listeners that's not saved in the name of Jesus, whether they have dialed in by phone or they're listening in through social media platforms around the world, or even if they are incarcerated behind prison bars, we pray that your word will go forth with power, that anyone that's not saved on tonight will open their mouth and confess their sins. And ask your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your way on tonight, that you get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, once again, we want to continue to lift up the family members of our beloved sister Mary Abraham, who made her heavenly transition, and also Brother Turner Hughes. Both were former choir members in the adult choir of the St. James Baptist Church. So we want to continue to keep those families in your prayers, and any others that may have lost loved ones that we know of or not, continue to pray for them that the Lord would see them through as they go through that hour of bereavement. And also, again, we want to continue to lift up my cousin Mary Ann King, who's still in the hospital. We want to continue to pray for my cousin Ken Hogue, who had shoulder surgery on yesterday. He is now home from the hospital. But this is his father, my uncle Jeff Hogue, down in Alabama, whom the doctor has diagnosed him with lung cancer. And they said that he only has, that's what man says, that he has 2 months to live. But we know that even in this situation, God still has the final say if he can turn this situation around. So we just pray that the Lord's will be done in every situation for his glory. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to a saying on tonight. It comes in the form of a question for all of us that are saved believers in the name of Jesus. When was the last time you spoke up for God? That's something to think about. When you had an opportunity, when it presented itself to you in front of others, this spiritual food of thought, it comes in the form of a question on tonight for every Christian. When was the last time you spoke up for God? I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown@1558yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights of any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. In the form of announcement, please mark your calendars that next Thursday night, every third Thursday night. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be delivering God's word over this world platform every third Thursday night. And now every fourth Saturday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be delivering God's word. We are getting ready to receive Pastor Norman King. Again, he is my first cousin out of Greensboro, North Carolina. We're going to continue to keep his sister, Sister Mary Ann King, lifted up in prayer as she is still in the hospital. We're going to also keep our from Greensboro, North Carolina, keep her lifted up in your prayers as well. And all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether you know them or not, keep them lifted up in your prayers. I'm getting ready to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. I'm not going to do a music break song because I think he has a song that he wants to play for us before he brings forth God's word. And he will introduce the song, and then he will go into God's word. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King, again, my first cousin, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you very much, dear cousin, Brother James. God be the glory. And most humbly grateful for another opportunity God has granted me to be here tonight, and I thank him. I'm so grateful, and I thank God for this time. And we're going to open with this song. The song is, the name of the song is We Still Need You, and it's from the Gospel 4 Live. We Still Need You.
From day to day, day, day. upset somebody instead of us talking about one another, we ought to go down on our knees and ask God to bless somebody else, and he'll turn around and bless you.
Man. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so grateful. I had to slow that song, slow it down tonight just a little bit. Amen. Because we're living in a time, church people, we're living in a time that is so much of a fast pace. Amen. And godly patience is required. Amen. And we need to slow it down. Amen. And because some churches, we go in nowadays, you can't distinguish the church from the club. We got to slow this thing Amen. Down. So, you know, we got to slow it down. Amen. I know that sometimes people get impatient, but we understand, people, God, that godly patience is commanded of you and me. Amen. So as I get started tonight, I'm going to go around. I'm going to be tying in Psalms 119, 105 with Psalms 46, 1 and 2. So I'm going to go around these two and tie some things together tonight. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to pray before I get my scripture. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We thank you. We love you. We thank you. We love you. Humbly so. And we I pray that I may be decreased and that you be increased, that the hearers of your word will hear you and not me, and that they will allow your Holy Spirit to nurture them, to comfort them, to encourage them, to deliver them, to set them free, etc. Whatever it is they stand in need of, Father God, I just pray they will trust your process tonight to minister unto them. And we ask these prayers tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. So amen. First of all, I'm gonna go with Psalms 119, very familiar scripture, 119, 105, where it says, this is King James, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. 106 says, I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. Amen. And Psalms 46, 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 2, therefore will not we fear though the earth be moved and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though thou the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Amen. And as I use a topic tonight, I'm going to use a very present help. Amen. So in other words, God is mm-hmm. our refuge. Come on, somebody. And strength. But he also is a very present help in trouble. Now, see, show you how the Holy Spirit works. I heard James a while ago, when he laid his prayer down, Amen. It's old folks. They come on, James. When they lay their prayer down, amen. And,
yeah.
he began to pray. And he said that when we pray, you know, it's already a wrap. It's a done deal. Amen. Because God is everywhere. Amen. And I thought about how everything lined up. And this topic says a very present help. God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help. Come on, not yesterday or tomorrow, but he's a very present help when in trouble. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when your godly walk puts you in a dark and dangerous path, amen, in life, God has a way of letting you know that I'm there. Amen.
Oh, yes.
I am your refuge in the midst of your walking with me, through me. Amen. When you go through your dark and your dangerous path, amen, remember what it says in 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. So we are so grateful, amen, to have a God like that. Amen. And one thing I want to reemphasize tonight, too, in this message is that we know that Jesus was there in the beginning. He just didn't show up in the New Testament. Come on, somebody. He was there in the beginning.
Right.
Amen.
And I want
to talk about Jesus tonight. Amen. I want to talk about, because see, it's something about that name Jesus. Amen. That name Jesus cuts, y'all. Oh, yes, it cuts. You can say God, 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 and not there's no power in God. But see, a lot of people say they believe in God, but they may not believe in the same God you believe in. But you start saying the name Jesus, and you say Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Come on, you're going to turn some nose, some eyes, some face on Christ. Amen. So I want to just say that all things points to Jesus. Come on, somebody. I'm going to say it again. All things points to Jesus. Amen. Don't matter the situation. No matter your circumstances, all things as we believe, as Christians, as saved folk, it points to Jesus. Amen? So God is our refuge and our strength. And he's a very present help. Amen. It says
right
in
now.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
In trouble. So if you're in trouble tonight, he's your present help. Amen. Not tomorrow. Don't go off of yesterday.
Right.
Amen. No, as we look. At you know, and like I said, I'm going to tie some things together in Jesus' name tonight, amen. I'm just, you know, I thank God for this opportunity that God has granted me, amen. So when Jesus commissioned his disciples, he warned them that they would be going out into a dangerous world, amen. They would encounter many who would be hostile, amen. No different than today, amen. To them. And the message they preach, and you find that in John 15, chapter 15 through 18 verse, amen. As history records, all of them, with the exception of Judas, eventually laid down their lives for Jesus Christ. Would that be you today? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And our world today remains hostile to the gospel, amen, and those who bear its message. I'm going to repeat that. Our world today remains hostile to the gospel and those who bear its message. Amen. Believers, amen.
Yep.
And it's up to you to say if you are a believer, amen. I'm just speaking the word, amen. Believers who stand for the values of God's word are often what? Despised and persecuted by those who do not, amen. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Now, understand this. Amen. If they didn't like Jesus, if they talked about Jesus, if they called him all kind of names, blasphemy, liars, and all that, they're going to talk about you if you're doing what God say do. Amen. So I'm going to repeat this. Say, believers who stand for the values of God's word are often despised and persecuted by those who do not. Amen. The
mm-hmm.
author... the author of Psalms 119 was facing fierce persecution because of his faithfulness to God's word. Amen. So I'm just trying to put you into what was happening during this psalm. Amen. And then it's up to you if you can put yourself, amen, in your present situation right now and say, that's me. Amen. So this Arthur was facing persecution because of his faithfulness. Are you suffering or are you facing, amen, fierce persecution tonight, today, because of your faithfulness to God's word? Amen? Despite the violent threats against him, he refused to compromise his obedience to God's word. Now, that's a good question to ask you tonight, amen. Do a self-critique of yourself, amen. Despite the violent threats that's coming against you, are you refusing to compromise your obedience to God's word, amen? Now, I'm going to say again what I said at the beginning. When your godly work puts you on a dark and dangerous path in life, amen, take God's lamp, which is his word, amen, with you, amen. Take it with you, amen. Ask God to accept your worship and to teach you his word, amen. You need his help. I need his help on our journey. Never forget God's word. Amen. I had to go for some certification this week. Amen. And you know, had to go to the community college. Now, been out of school many years. So what that says? That says I was the oldest person in there. Amen. And these young folks, they sharp. They sharp. I mean, they can get them questions and answers real quick. Me, I got to take a little time because I'm going to kind of sometimes overemphasize and overstudy, amen. But while I was there, then it ties in with the word. He's a very present help. I say, Lord, help me right now. Help me to be calm. Help me to be calm. Help me not to be distracted. When the folks were getting them tests and turning it into the teacher, and I'm sitting up front, amen, and I'm saying, Lord, keep me calm. Just keep me calm. I'm making a point, y'all. See, no matter where we at, James, you said a little bit about it earlier in your prayer, amen, no matter, because God is everywhere, amen. And he said, take God's lamp. Take, no matter where you at, just know that greater is he who's in you is he of the word, amen. So take God's lamp. Take his word with you, amen. I'm talking about the psalmist here. The psalmist took the lamp of God's word with him as he traveled along the treacherous path, amen. See, what we got to do is make this word relevant to us, amen. So in other words, the same way I'm talking about back in Psalms 119, back in the Bible days, you got to put yourself there as well. I'm going to say it again. The psalmist took the lamp of God's word with him as he traveled along the treacherous path. And it's treacherous out here today, my people, amen. His faithfulness and forced him to take. In other words, I'm saying today, just as scripture has always done, it would light his way. It lighted back then, and it's lighting our path now. Amen. I'm trying to say something, y'all. God's word will provide light. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Show you which path to take. Amen. That's what's happening, y'all. In other words, preparatory. Amen. In other words, because we are New Testament saints, we are from the new dispensation, amen. We know this already be true because of what has been done before us, amen. So the psalmist announced, he announced unashamedly that God's word had been his guide for life. Are you able to be the same way tonight? Are you unashamed? Are you able to just stand there and let them know, amen, that God's word has been my guide for life, amen. It was the lamp that directed his steps. Come on, somebody, amen. And the light that showed him which path to take. Amen. My path is the way God's word had led him to choose. Amen. The narrow path of righteousness that leads to what? Eternal life. See, that's the ultimate thing, y'all. We want to spend eternal life with God. Amen. That's Matthew 7:14. Amen. It stands in sharp contrast to the broad, evil way that ends in destruction. Amen. The light of the word had exposed the false way. Come on, amen. Matthew 5:16 said, let your light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven. So the light of the word had exposed this false way, directing the psalmist, come on now, to reject it and to choose instead of the path, choose the path of life. In other words, he's telling you the same thing. Choose the path of life, amen, in the midst of every situation. The song was saying something tonight. It reminded me of that Romans verse where it says, when I desire to do good, what? Evil is always present, amen. So God's word will reveal his righteous commandments, amen, and stir you to renew your oath to obey him. Amen. That's what God's word will do for you and me. Amen. I'm going to say it again. God's word will reveal his righteous commandments and stir you to renew your oath to obey them.
Yeah.
God,
yes,
God led the psalmist to make a solemn vow. And God, is through his Holy Spirit, is speaking to you tonight for you to make a solemn vow. Amen. He would faithfully follow God with you tonight. Will you faithful follow God's righteous commandments? Amen. I'm going to say it again. Will you, brother and sister, faithfully follow God's righteous commandments that he has already revealed in his word? Amen. God's word will restore and carry you. Amen. All your trials in life. Amen. I'm going to say it again. God's word will restore. Amen. Somebody tonight needs to be restored. Amen. And somebody need to be carried. So God's word will restore and carry you and me through all the trials of life, just as he what promised according to verse 107. Amen. Now I'm going to shift gears for a minute right here. Okay. Now I'm going to go over here and I'm going to speak about that present, very present help. Amen. He's a very present help in trouble. A present help meaning he is in the midst of the situation that we are facing. Amen. Very present. No matter what you see, I'm being blessed tonight by preaching this message because I need this myself. Amen. Because of something I'm experiencing. Amen. Amen. So I'm saying tonight, a present help meaning he is in the midst of the situation we are facing. Yeah. Amen. It can be very easy to feel he is far away when we are struggling. Let me start over again because I don't want to finish it out yet. Let me back up. In the Army, we call it shooting the back ass. Amen. Let's back up, amen. I'm going to say it can be very easy to feel he, talking about God, is far away when we are struggling with any variety of troubles. Amen. But Psalms 46 and 4, Psalms 46 and 4 says, God will never leave us. Amen. God will never leave us. God, the Most High, makes his dwelling place. And what? That's us, y'all. We are his dwelling place. Come on, James, huh? We are God's dwelling place. In other words, God is with his people. He has already, hear me now, he is already ready to help you in a time of trouble. Amen. I'm going to say it again. He is always ready. God is always ready. That's why we need to not only acknowledge that, but we also need to stir up the gift of God which is inside of us. Amen. And share the gospel. Amen. I was riding around the parking lot yesterday. Me and my nephew riding around, just come from the hospital to visit my sister yesterday. And I saw these people over here in this parking lot, and they was over there. They had locked the keys in the car. Amen. You know how – hear me now. You ever – I got to say it this way. You ever look to bless somebody, huh? You ever had the fire guard on you that you just wanted to bless somebody, huh? And I'm riding around the parking lot, and I see a whole group of folks over here, and I can tell that their car, their keys were locked up inside the car, you know. Now, I circle around to come back to make sure. And my nephew, I said to him, I think the keys are locked. And he said, huh? I said, I think the keys are locked. I said, I got something back in the back of my truck to help them, right? I had the fire of God on me. I was just wanting to help somebody. You hear me? Amen. He's a very help. He is. Amen. He's very present help, right? So I circle around. I got in my car. And everybody looking like, who are these people? You know, especially these days we in, right? And I said, I just want to know, do y'all need any help? And the guy was over there struggling. He had an old piece of clothes hanging, trying to get it, right? I reached in and got my little technical new age little tool. And I said, I want to help y'all. Amen. I went through and everything. They were so happy. Amen. And at the done, and when I was done and I got it squared away and I walked in my truck, wasn't expecting nothing. A young man came to me and said, I got to give you something. I said, no, don't give me nothing. He said, sir, I got to give you something. I remember the word years ago said, don't hinder somebody's blessing. I'm just trying to say something, y'all, that he is a help. He is a very present help, y'all. Amen. So here it was. I didn't know, but God knew. Amen. And God put me in the right position because he wanted me to know that he is our refuge and strength. He's a helper. God is a helper who is what? Always, he is always found in times of trouble. Come on, Jane. I'm trying to hold back now. Amen. But he is always found in times of trouble. Amen. Because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. Amen.
Right now,
He will enable, come on now, he will enable you and me to conquer fear even in the most catastrophic circumstance. Amen. He will enable us. Amen. He will enable us, amen. And all we got to do, look, we got an example of Job, right? Job, listen here about Job. During Job time, amen, Job friends, Job was battered by a series of devastating tragedies, right? If you know the story, amen. Yeah. His friends traveled a great distance to be with him. They sat silently with him for 7 days and seven nights, stand by his side, during his immeasurable grief. Job finally broke the silence, saying, the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. That's Job 3:25. Amen. With this statement, Job lamented that the worst tragedy he could imagine had come to pass. Amen. Why I'm saying this? Because many of us, come on, I'm speaking the truth now, many of us have wondered, what would we do if a terrible tragedy occurred in our lives? Amen. Well, I just shared with you some encouraging scriptures, amen, that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help, what, in a time of trouble, amen. And there's a lot of things that we can equate God as being. But I'm going to reemphasize, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help, amen. He is in the midst of the situation that we are facing.
Oh, yeah.
James, you said it. See, you didn't know you were letting the Holy Spirit lead you a while ago when you said that prayer. You said that God is everywhere, amen. You didn't know the Spirit of God is going to have me speak about the same thing, amen.
That's right.
He is in the midst of the situation that we are facing, amen.
Oh, yeah.
He can be very easy. I'm telling you that he knows. Because he's our God, amen. He's our refuge and strength, ever-present help in trouble. Now, you're hearing me. I'm keep on repeating because this needs to be repeated. Who I'm talking about, y'all? Who is a helper who is always found in times of trouble? I'm talking about Jesus, amen.
That's right.
I'm talking about Jesus, amen. Who is a helper who is always found in times of trouble? I'm going to say it again. I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus, he is our present help in a time of trouble. Amen. Now, I got a few things I'm going to go on this line. I'm going to be about done with you in a minute. Look here. Hey, I got a question I'm going to ask. What is the most powerful way to deal times? Amen. And I got some things that says about accept the situation. In other words, focus on things within your control. Come on now. Come on now. I'm saying again, what is the most powerful way to deal with difficult times? Focus on things within your control. Accept change by looking to your past. Amen. Prioritize relationships. I'm going to say again, what is the most powerful way to deal with difficult times? Don't withdraw in tough times, because remember that God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in a time of need. Amen. What is the most powerful way to deal with difficult times? Try to avoid what? Negative people. Come on now. I know I get an amen about that one. Come on, huh? Try to avoid negative people. Amen?
Yeah, yeah.
What is the most powerful way to deal with difficult times? Amen. Practice a mind and body relaxation technique. Amen. Get along with God and just talk to God. Listen to God. Allow God complete reign. Amen. I'm trying to say something, y'all. Amen. Tonight. And I hope that you understand what I'm saying, that God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble, because we're talking about trouble tonight, amen. Fortitude gives us strength, amen. Fortitude gives us strength, amen. So I'm trying to say tonight, as I close this thing down, because the Spirit of God is done, so that means I'm done, amen. I thank God for each and every one of you tonight. But just remember that all these things I'm talking about tonight points to Jesus Christ. Amen. Because Jesus is our very present help. Amen. Jesus is our present help. Amen. He is in the midst of my situation. He's in the midst of your situation. Whatever you're facing, whatever I'm facing, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is in the midst of our situation. Amen. He's in the midst.
Amen.
And God never leaves us. Amen. He never leaves us. He's our present help in a time of trouble. We thank God for allowing us the opportunity tonight to speak his word. Amen. But I want to do something. Just give him, bear with me for a minute, y'all. Bear with me for a minute here. Just bear with me. I'm trying to, I want to play some more of that song, James, before I get out of here. I got a little time right now. Listen to it.
But if you can stay low, y'all don't hear me. The Bible said low and away. You hear up with me. You tell me to feel me. You know what? I never seen so many sick folks in all the days of my life. It makes me feel like time is not long before Jesus. It's coming back again. Somebody just said it with me. It's me.
Amen.
And you still won't treat your fellow man right.
Okay, Cousin James, I turn it back over to you. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord on tonight.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Father King. Thank you for that word.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for that song on tonight. Yeah, we still need you, Lord. There's this old song that St. James Adult Choir used to sing. If you ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. And if that's not a true song, it is a very true, valid song, even on today, because of what we are seeing and experiencing in this life. This message on tonight, titled, A Very Present Help. And I like how he broke it down. We're talking about a person, and the person of Jesus Christ, God's Son, our risen Lord and Savior. He is our very present help in a time of trouble. So I thank God for this word on tonight. And I thank God that it do kind of ties in with the spiritual food for thought, which came to us on tonight. For those of you that just dialed in and did not get the spiritual food for thought for tonight, it came to us in the form of a question. When was the last time you spoke up for God? When was the last time you was a witness for the Lord? When was the last time you testified of the goodness of the Lord? When the Lord brought you out of a situation and you know that nobody did it but God, did you tell anybody about it? Or did you just gloat and just have people think you did it on your own? No, when God blesses us and heals us and helps us through our grief after the loss of a loved one and we haven't lost our minds, we need to give God the glory, honor, and praise because he is our keeper. He's our comforter. He is our everything. So thank God for this word on tonight, letting us, reminding us that Jesus is a very present help in the time of trouble. So thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that word on tonight, that reminder for every listener on tonight. We're opening up the phone lines right now as we speak because we do have a little more time left on tonight. Because I love how you gave the people what God gave you, and that's exactly how it's supposed to be done. Because sometimes we have pastors, God gives them a word, and they know that they have delivered the word, but then sometimes they let the flesh kick in. And so no longer is the Lord being glorified. Now they are speaking, wanting to get attention and the spotlight being on them. So when God gives you a word, say what God tells you to say, and then stop. And that way you know God is going to get the glory. And the people most likely are going to receive the word when you give the people what God give you to give to the people. So right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that have dialed in on tonight. If you have a question for Pastor Norman King regarding tonight's message, or if you just enjoyed the message, or if you were blessed by it, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you can do so now. The phone lines are open. Anyone.
A good praise evening, Brother Brown and Pastor King. This is Sister Walker. How y'all doing this evening?
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God bless both of you. Pastor King, I just want to thank you for that word because right now I have a family member who is going through some serious issues, financial issues, and she's all stressed and depressed and everything. So I am going to give her this word that you spoke on tonight and have her listen to the broadcast again because it will definitely help her spirit and uplift her so she can be able to go through the things that she's going to have to go through. And I thank you and God
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you, God
Amen.
Bless you too.
Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Yes, hallelujah.
And that's what you know what?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad you said what you said, Sister Walker. And that's what this platform is all about. It's about getting the word out because it's not about us. And Pastor King has delivered a powerful word on tonight that somebody needs to hear this word. So thank you for sharing this world, radio website with your whoever that is, Sister Gwen Walker, that you said that needed to hear this word. Yes, most definitely pass the website for this broadcast to her. So she can tune in and be blessed by it on tonight. Not only her, but anyone else that you may know of, any one of you all that are listening on tonight, let them know about this worldwide ministry. That's what this is. It's a ministry. This is a worldwide ministry platform where God's word is growing forth with power. That God's people are being healed, delivered, and set free. People are being saved through the word of God because of this worldwide platform. And again, I thank God that he has now opened the door for prisoners around the United States to be able to hear God's word and be saved even behind prison bars, delivered and set free behind prison bars. And God is using prisoners even behind prison bars to deliver his word to other prisoners. So that's what this worldwide platform is all about. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God's word going forth that God gets the glory. So thank you, Sister Graham Walker. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Praise the Lord.
It's an honor to Christ, who is definitely the head of my life. I really enjoyed the word. That word actually was for me. And I thank God for using the man of God to speak it right on. It's an on-time word because you never know what a person is going through. So I thank God for you. Thank God for you, Brother Brown. And I just want you all to know, keep encouraging this world because there are lives that's being changed through this radio blog show. and lives are being changed for you, Pastor King, just by being obedient to God's word to keep on doing what you all are doing.
Thank you.
You both, and there's nothing y'all can do about it.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We receive that word. Those
Amen.
Amen. A faithful member of Houston Goodwill Baptist Church. But listeners, listen, I do want to remind you all that Overseer Jackson out of Washington, D.C., he now comes forth over this worldwide platform delivering God's word. And for you all that have heard him, know that he is another powerful, anointed man of God out of Washington, D.C. Now he delivers God's word over this platform every Thursday night and also every fourth Saturday night. So you definitely want to jot that down. And Pastor Fred Chapman from New Beginning a Bible Church from Michigan was on last night. He delivered a powerful word, on Thursday night. He delivered another powerful word on Thursday night. So if you missed that word, that's what I love about this platform. It's kept in archives. You can always go back to it and pull up any broadcast that you may have missed and be blessed by it all over again, and you can share it with others, that others can be blessed by God's word through this platform. So as I always say, and it's true, we do have a lot of people that dials in, but sometimes people don't say anything, but we thank God for you for taking time out of your schedule to dial in and be blessed by God's word. We even thank God for those that are incarcerated behind prison bars that take time out to dial in to this platform to be blessed by God's word and inspired by his word. So we've got ready to close out for tonight. We want to continue to pray for our pastors. We want to continue to pray for our world leaders. The word of God lets us know that we ought to pray for Jerusalem, the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. So we're going to do that on tonight as we get ready to close out in prayer. We want to continue to pray for our pastors. They have an awesome job. If they truly have been anointed and called and appointed by God, and they are truly standing on his word, and they are truly teaching and delivering God's word, they have an awesome job and awesome task. So we want to continue to keep them lifted up in prayer, keep them encouraged in God's word. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, because we know that you're worthy of our praise. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this worldwide ministry platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We know that this is what you're doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We thank you that this worldwide ministry platform is continuously growing, and we just give you the glory for it, because we know it's not about us. It's all about you. So we now come in the name of Jesus, touch in an agreement, and on behalf of our pastors, those that you have anointed and appointed that are teaching your word and teaching and preaching your word for such a time as this, not for form or fashion, not because of itching ears, but they're being led by you through the Holy Spirit to teach and preach your word and be true examples. We pray and lift them up to you right now. You know who they are. You know where they are. And you know that the assignment you have appointed to their hands. And we know that you know that the flock that you have given them, the different congregations that you have placed upon their leadership. So we ask that you will continue to bless them, continue to strengthen and heal and anoint their bodies, their minds, and spirits. Continue to lead and guide them in the way that you would have them to go. Continue to bless their finances, bless the works of their hands. Bless the congregation that you have placed them over, that we as your members in the body of Christ will be able to follow your leaders, Heavenly Father, the men and women that you have placed over us as the pastors and shepherds, that we will follow the vision that you have placed in their spirits, that we can be better doers of your word, that we can be better vessels and service ambassadors in the earth in these last and evil days, that we will speak your word through your Holy Spirit everywhere we go after being taught your word, Heavenly Father, and that we will learn even more about your word, that we will not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for you everywhere we go, even in our homes, in our neighborhoods, on our jobs, in the grocery store, wherever we go, that we will be not ashamed or afraid to let the people know that are not saved in Jesus' name. Let them know that we have a Savior, that we are saved in Jesus' name, and that we have a present help that comes to our need, and that's just like he comes to our need, and if they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, they can too call on that name, that precious name of Jesus, in the present, and he will be their present help in the time of need and trouble as well. So we thank you for your word that has gone forth on tonight. We know that it has gone out and it will not return to you void. So we just thank you for your word on tonight. Continue to bless your people. Move by your spirit in every door that's going to be open in your name on tomorrow. Every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, whether it's in person or through social media platforms around the world. Move by your spirit. Have your way. Save souls on tomorrow is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit that backsliders will come back to the fold. And that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, that you get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But once again, know that I love you. Guess what? God loves you even more. So in the meantime, we want to continue to lift up the families of our belated sister Mary, heavenly transition. Also, Brother Turner Hughes, who made his heavenly transition on yesterday, both former members of the St. James Baptist Church. In Detroit, Michigan. Also, we want to keep my cousin Mary, who's still in the hospital, to keep her lifted up in prayer. Also, cousin Jeff Hogue, who just had shoulder surgery on yesterday in New Jersey, but he's home from the hospital. But we also want to keep him and his family in prayer as his father, Ken, Jeff Hogue, his father, my uncle, our uncle, Pamela King and myself and Mary Ann King and others, the doctors have given him too much to live. But we do know that God can still turn that situation around because God has the final say. Even though doctors, he worked through doctors, but he can still turn that situation around. So our prayer and desire now is that God's will be done in every situation for God's glory, that he be glorified through it all. That's what it's all about, that God get the glory. So we want to keep each other lifted up in prayer. Know that I love you. Guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
You